Okay, so welcome everybody. We will start today the new sefer of the Beis HaLevi on Anava. It looks like each of his svarim, he wrote more and more in the bottom in terms of his parish, in terms of his add-on stuff, and in the appendix. So this sefer looks like it's the shortest in terms of actual what the Beis HaLevi wrote, and it seems like it's the most in terms of what Rabbi Sutton wrote. So we'll get through it. Maybe what we'll do is one day we'll do upstairs what the Beis HaLevi wrote, and then and a little bit downstairs, and then maybe one day we'll just do the stuff that he adds on if I see it's relevant. So let's begin with Maamar Aleph, the learning today should be Eschos Ilanishmas Atircha Ben Shishanaryeh, as well as Eschos for Ilanishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Rechaim Menachem Ben Zion. She also be Eschos for Fur Shleim of Chaim Doiv Ben Menachem Chanaleah Bashen Derachel and Abadati Ben Peril, as well as Eschos for all those in Amakam Sakana and Israel and those risking their lives to protect it. So he says like this. He says, "Hagayva in Aleph, Hagayva hi avira chamura." He points out that that having gaiva, having being haughty, is a severe avira. Hagayva hi me averas hachamura shebatara is one of the most severe averas shebatara. Now, what's interesting is the Beis HaLevi begins this essay with this statement that it's an avira, and it's interesting because most people think of this midah, and he says here on the bottom that the same could be said for the other maimarais, the Maamar on Bitachon, and the Maamar on Avos Yisrael, that these are midos, these are things you should, conduct you should try to have, but it's not necessarily an inherent Avera or Mitzvah. So he begins all three by telling us that no, you should know that Gaiva is an Avera, that Bitachon is a Chiyuv, that Avos Yisrael is a Chiyuv. And that's the message in each one of these, and maybe that's why that's why the Beis HaLevi maybe focused on these specific areas, is because he wanted to instill in us this idea that it's not just a midah taiva, it's not just a good habit, but it's actually a chiyuv min ha-Torah. Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein said that the reason people don't put effort into getting rid of gaiva is because they don't perceive it as an aveira. They perceive it as something that it's something nice to do, something good to do. So here, the Beis HaLevi adds, not only is it an aveira, but it's among the most severe aveiras. So continuing back upstairs, he says, "Uvemsechta soita dav hei." Where they ask concerning the Legasas Ruach Minayim, they say, "Where do you know Gasas Ruach Minatayra?" Amarav Zutra Mehacha from here in Sefer Yirmiyahu, where the pasuk says, "Shimu Vazinu Altikbahu." Listen carefully and don't be haughty. So the Radak explains that the connection between listening and Vazinu means like be attentive, and what does that have to do with Altikbahu? Don't be haughty. And the end of the pasuk, Hashem has spoken. Don't ignore the words of Hashem spoken by the Nevi'im, thinking that you are wise, that you are smarter than them, that you know better than them. That attitude is a haughty attitude. So part of being attentive, part of listening, is humbling yourself that what the person is about to say is worthy of you hearing. If you think that this happens a lot, you hear like, let's say, a kid saying a Dvar Torah, and you're like, what's the kid gonna say already? He's gonna say a Rashi, and you tune out. Why do you tune out? That's gaiva. Because you feel like, yeah, there's nothing the kid's about to say that I'm gonna learn. Or sometimes maybe we do this by daf, or we do this by a shir, where we heard it already. And so there's nothing new to hear. There's nothing more we're gonna learn. And so we ignore, we tune out. That is gaiva. And that's what he's saying. That shimu v'azinu, to be attentive and listen carefully, it requires v'altik bo, removing haughtiness. Rav Nachman is his son, Amar says, Mehacha from here, v'ram levavecha v'shachachta, when you become successful, your heart will become haughty and you will forget. Now, in the bottom here, we'll probably have to break this up into 2 days, but the bottom here, he talks about the idea that that this is following the ways of Esav, because the Torah says regarding Esav, the Torah says regarding Esav, Esav says, I'm sorry, if someone says, second. Oh, so there's the discussion whether Gaiva and Anava, is it one of the 613 mitzvahs? So Sefer Mitzvah HaGadol actually includes it as a loisase, that to have Gaiva is actually, he includes it as an outright loisase. That's one shita. Rav David Pardai has a different explanation. He says, based on the Tosafta, there's a Tosafta that says that if Yatir, if somebody says, "I have a lot and I should have more," that's following the Darkei Amayri. So Rav David Pardai explains that what happened when Yaakov brought gifts to Esav. So Esav refused them. What did Esav say? Yeshli Rav. I have a lot, meaning I have plenty, I have more than I need. So Rashi explains that that was Gaiva. Esav spoke with Gaiva. Esav said, I have more than I need. I don't need all the material possessions that I have. So that was speaking arrogantly. So David Pardoi says that when you say, I have a lot, the Noisar, and I should have more, so that's also not recognizing that you have your. The proper amount and everything that you have is exactly for you. And that reeks a little bit of gaiva. And therefore, we're not supposed to follow Esav, and that's why he calls it Midarkei Amayri. It's interesting, he brings down here that the Noita Behuda has a famous tshuva about whether a person's allowed to go hunting. They ask the Noita Behuda about going hunting. So the Noita Behuda considers various problems. He considers the problem of Tsar Bal Chaim. He considers the problem of Bal Tashchis, rejects both of them. And then he says maybe there's some sort of problem in that if you look in the Torah, who were the hunters? Nimrod and Esav. They were the hunters. And those are not people that we should be emulating. So he says maybe there's a problem in hunting for entertainment purposes. And that's following in the ways of Esav. So basically, Esav is a dictionary of what not to do. Don't go hunting, and don't answer Yeshli Rav. Don't have a haughty feeling when it comes to material possessions. So not only is gaiva an avera, but the Beit HaLevi calls it a avera chamura, a very severe avera. So the Rambam in his Hilchos Deos writes that really, with regards to midos, the person should always conduct himself in the middle. You shouldn't be to one extreme. You shouldn't be stingy, but you also shouldn't be overly generous. Why? If you're overly generous, so then you're going to give away too much of your time. You're not going to have time for your family. You're going to give away too much of your money. You're going to become poor. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give you your money to give it all away. So if a person over gives with resources, then it's irresponsible. You're not using them in a responsible manner. So you're going to have unintended consequences if you go to one extreme. And obviously, being stingy, we understand that that's wrong. So basically, you're supposed to be in the middle, not stingy all the time, not generous all the time, but basically find the middle ground. However, when it comes to certain averos, which are aser, the Rambam writes, distance yourself, go, if you need to, go to the other extreme. And this is the words of the Rambam. He says it's not good enough that you are merely humble. You have to act with a low demeanor, and you should be exceedingly humble. And that's what the Torah writes about Moshe, anav mikol adam, that he was exceedingly humble. He wasn't just humble. And therefore, the Chachamim write that someone who is arrogant denies the existence of Hashem. It's such a severe avera, says the Rambam, that that's one of those midos that you have to go to the other extreme. And so we begin here, the Beis HaLevi on Gaiva, on Anava. We see, as he starts with the others, that Anava is not just something that's nice to do. It's not just a Mida Toiva, but rather it's a Chiyuv. It's something that we are commanded to do, Min HaTorah. All right, let's stop here.